Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Duel. There you go. Here you are. You got the three of us, Johnny Lieberman, Zuckerman, Spike, here for you. It's Wednesday. It's Spike's Car Radio Day. And I'm just back from Newport Beach. 20-year anniversary. Escaped in that Bentley Flying Spur.
Yes.
Great car. I want to thank you, Bentley, for providing that. Folks at Bentley, Chronic Caliber, gave me this quite cool Omega James Bond edition Seamaster for the month. And the folks at Pelican Hill, Danielle, and everybody there at the resort at Pelican Hill, lit the place up for us.
You wrote a great review on Instagram. That was quite well crafted, what you wrote about that Bentley.
Yeah, I want to get into that. You're right. Thank you. Jerry said that same thing, too. And, you know, every once in a while I get lucky. I put a little bit of thought into it.
Well turned.
That was the Bentley that I brought.
I know. I want to get into it.
Yeah. Get into it.
We went out. You know how you go to, I don't know much about Newport Beach. I guess I'm there a lot, though. I've been there a ton because my kid, I had one of them.
They don't let me and Lieberman go there.
Which is great. You know, when you have one kid, one kid's at camp, and everybody's a dad and a mom can understand this. When one's gone, you got one. It's great. I love my son, but it was kind of great without the teenager. And I think you can relate to that. And we got this great car, and we're down at this place. And I made a dinner reservation. Erica didn't care all that much. She said, let's just go out to dinner. But, you know, the little guy's not vaccinated. So we have to, you know, eat outside. Well, I picked this place, and I won't say the name of the place, but it overlooks the harbor, right? We'll have a nice romantic meal. And then my son's like, I'm not going to come. I'm going to play Call of Duty. And then the goddamn computer broke, and he goes, I'll come with you guys. I'm like, damn it. And we walk into this place, and there's no outdoor dining, right? And then not only that, it's kind of just sealed up like these windows here at your house, right? And I'm looking around, and it's a goddamn fucking bar restaurant. Now, here we are. We've got this Delta variant, and now our cases doubled yesterday. And they walk us to the back corner, Zuckerman. And this, my wife's, what do you want to do? I go, I don't know. He'll wear his mask. And then I got a Trumpy waitress, and I knew she was Trumpy just anti-vaxxer or antivirus believer, whatever she was. She asked my son what he wanted to drink, and he had his mask on. She pretended not to hear him.
What a bitch.
What a fucking bitch. And Erica goes, oh, I can't believe she did that. I'm like, God damn it.
To a kid.
And then I asked a question. She goes, I told you, I'll be right back.
Oh.
It was that thing.
She was lecturing you?
She did that passive-aggressive smile thing. Needless to say, it was not a fun night. Not a fun night at all. And then proceeded to serve a very expensive, shitty fucking meal.
How was the food?
It was terrible. And no, I was a waiter. My wife was a waitress, and we always tip 20%, so you can't get out of that. But then we got back into the Bentley, and life was good. It's a great car.
Room service ice cream after that, Ferriston.
No. Oh, you would love it. Well, James probably wouldn't appreciate hearing this story. We went into Laguna to our favorite little ice cream shop, and we all ate too much ice cream, and then at 2 in the morning, James threw up all over the floor.
Jeez. That's called a win. Wow.
I thought about calling you, Zuckerman, because I knew you would enjoy the volume of vomit and the amount and the time and the ruining of the couch. And again, Pelican Hill, I'm sorry about that.
You tell him in another son? Soon it'll be booze. It'll be booze and fried rice at 3 in the morning.
He's sweet, and you've probably seen him on my Instagram feed. Really cute little blonde kid. He's like a dog or a cat. Once every 2 months, he throws up from eating too much milk fat, I think. And then he's fine.
Yeah, I have one of those. I have a dog just like that. Yeah,
a dog.
Every 2 months, like,
yeah, so
just
we were
in the house. No reason.
We weren't thrown by it, but the amount. We were thrown by, and it was kind of cute because it's 11, and you don't really deal with those issues as they get older. So happy anniversary to me.
But like we were talking about the Flying Spur.
Let's talk about this car first.
Yeah, so I spent the weekend with Bentley at Pikes Peak.
Yes.
And I was sat next to the former powertrain engineer of Bentley, or the head of powertrain, and he was talking about the Flying Spur, and he said we were really nervous when we released that because it was a better driving car than the GT, the two-door.
Correct.
Then we released the GT Speed, so that's better, so that's good.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, well, what's better? And he's saying, well, the rear-wheel steering really helps out with the performance, and it's a Panamera chassis. Panamera was designed from the get-go as a four-door, so it's happier being that long.
Let's talk about some basic details.
Yeah.
This was the V8, not the V12. Front engine, of course, five-passenger, four-door sedan, four-seat, which is new, right?
That was always an option. You can go either way, but it's more luxurious. You get the executive seating with only seats four.
$200,000, 542 horsepower. Here's what I noticed about it, and you already, I think, talked about it on the show, so I won't go into great detail, but you know how shitty our highways are here in California?
Yeah.
There was a point where I was flying down the 405, and I didn't really feel the road.
No, I know.
And I went, wow, and it was really quiet, and what is that sound system they have in there?
It's Naim, N-A-I-M, Naim Audio.
Is yeah.
Greatest.
Where yeah. are they from?
I don't know.
Is that Japanese?
You know what? I think everything is owned by Harman, but it's like...
Harman?
It's a really good...
Right.
Yeah. The Naim Audio is good.
Boy, was it was really incredible. And you notice how good it is because it was so quiet and because you weren't feeling the road. It felt like I was on a hoverboard. An extraordinary kind of driving sensation, right? And then, you know, driving it back, coming up today, I just got back, you know, looking down, I could have been doing 98, maybe not, maybe I was, and I didn't feel it. It was, you know, it was a new kind of beautiful thing. It was an amazing car for this week, just to have for a special occasion. The folks in Newport, wherever I went, really loved it, whatever that means. It's gangster. Right. It's got enough power. It's like 550 horsepower, right? Somewhere there.
Right there.
But it's got enough to kind of get going. And boy, it really makes an impression.
It's gorgeous, too. I mean, it's just like a stunning, take your breath away sort of vehicle.
I think it's worth reading your Instagram post.
Wow, Zuckerman, thank you.
I was really impressed with your wordsmithing here. I did. I noticed it. I said, wow.
All right. I'd like to hear it.
Where does one drive the 2021 Bentley Flying Spur First Edition? Wherever one wants. Today, that's down to the resort at Pelican Hill for a little golf with Swiggins and Peabody. And this car floated down our pitted California highways like a 548 horsepower V8 hoverboard. Four-speed cabin with active bass in the front. You know, bass vibration in the seats. We need a Caddyshack edition, Dangerfield golf pants, seat inserts, tie web uncashed checks, and the glove inserts.
Yeah.
In the glove compartment.
Yeah, right. That's what Jerry said. He liked that line, too. I wasn't trying to fool around. I thought that would be a great idea for a Bentley. Why have these? Now, that was a first edition, right?
So I was going to say,
a blackout package or just ordered in all black everything?
The colors is black. But the first edition is a $56,000 option, right? So, there are other 2021s, but it's basically the interior treatment. So you notice that weird, like, diamond leather where it's like three-dimensional leather. And all that. That's all part of the first edition.
But why can't we have a Caddyshack edition?
You could. I mean, look, you write a big enough check, they'll do anything.
Wouldn't, I mean, when you again, Tesla seems to be the only fun car manufacturer doing weird stuff. You know, the guys our age or the guys who watched that movie, why wouldn't you start making, you know,
I mean, look, the first edition,
the Caddyshack edition of a Bentley Flying Spur. I would buy that.
Then we could go into the easy money, the regular guy.
By the way, that car is very Zuckerman. More so, yeah. You look ridiculous in it.
No, I disagree.
It's not
That's
quite,
my car.
I know. It's you can't judge that. I can. He can too. It doesn't work for you.
I don't like how I'm judged.
It doesn't
work.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. It doesn't work for me. But Zuckerman, that car with a Zuckerman in it,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Well, I drove a Bentley this weekend. I drove the Pikes Peak race car. So it's a GT3 race car.
Oh, is that the car you sent us?
Yeah. That's the one Reese Millen tried. He was on pace to win his class, and then the manifold blew apart because of a backfire. Because, long story short, it was a weird day on Pikes Peak. There was ice at the top, and the air pressure was way thicker
Reese
than normal.
Reese Millen.
And anyways, they fixed the car. They put a new manifold on it, and I got to drive it at the Pikes Peak International Racetrack. And they detuned it to 850 horsepower for my drive, and it was just fucking awesome.
How did they detune it? Do they have a little switch?
Yeah, they just put a laptop in it and just say, instead of 1,000 horsepower, let's do 850 so you don't blow it apart because they're going to try and do something else with it at some point. But, like, unbelievable. Just
Does someone
unbelievable
win Pikes
car.
Peak? Why are people going up to Pikes Peak every year?
Yeah, you win. You try and set a record and win.
What
Your
happens?
Your friend Swart did it how
no,
many times?
No, I know, but what happens when you win?
Then you
Anything?
Won Pikes Peak.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you get a prize. I don't know.
What so happened? Why did you go up?
I went up to watch the Bentley.
That's it?
That's it.
Boy, you and really then, love cars,
and then
don't
drive
you?
The Bentley.
It was awesome.
Well, it's also my job. Yeah, I'm going
to
write a
you
little story.
You went to court, Zuckerman?
Yes, it's my job.
Do you want to go to Pikes Peak, Zuckerman?
No,
do you want to go to Pebble Beach?
You should go. Pikes Peak is awesome. We had a great time.
Are we even going?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
I heard we got our press credentials for Quail. By the way, Audrain does not want to fly us all out, which is
and
not...
Fuck him.
Well, that's settled.
That's
settled
forever. Forever.
They have a very low budget. That's all they said. They would love to have you. They just don't have the money to fly everybody.
I mean, three plane tickets.
We love Donald and Katie and the whole crew there. They're friends of the show. No, fuck them.
Three plane tickets.
You and Matt Farrell last
like
week.
$1,000, you know.
I'm joking. Be serious.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Anyhow, Bentley
But
race
I don't
car.
Know if I'm going to make it out there anyways. I've got this movie bearing down. It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Pikes Peak.
Look at you
Pikes Peak.
Rolling your head thinking about
Speaking
this movie.
Speaking of the work. Yeah, no, the work. We just got all the...
Do you have any idea when you're starting?
Yes, I do.
Can you say?
No, but soon. We've already started. Let me put it that way. We've already started. We're excited.
Have you had some money yet?
Zuckerman,
the
please.
The most important question.
Please. Please, Zuckerman. Who else can we take down tonight? Let me do an ad.
Yeah.
Let me get one of these ads. I only have two to get out of the way. Who should we do? Harry's?
Blue Chew. No, we're over that. Fuck those guys.
Only one guy complained about your Blue Chew repeating. That's it.
People
Most
like
people
it.
Enjoy the Blue
yeah,
Chew.
They like that.
But,
like
but no,
it.
Blue Chew is not interested. They're never going to advertise with us.
I think they're out of business, right?
I mean, no, I think they fired the CEO that went to every podcaster and said, say whatever you want. They had dog sex and snorting penises. The works.
Right.
Blue Chew. Harry's. How about Harry's? Forget Blue Chew.
Harry's for your Blue Chew.
Okay, here's what it says. Make this your own. What did you most enjoy about shaving with Harry's? What were the features that really helped or stuck out to you? Example, the trimmer blade. Too hard to trim. What are you saying?
What features
What do you
out?
Think he's saying? He's
penis.
Saying penis. What do you
it's like Beavis
saying?
And Butthead.
He's just saying
I'm supposed to do this before the show, but I didn't. I'm sorry. I just got here. But I'll tell you, you guys know what I like. The Can-Am blade of the Harry's shaver is the best. And I want you to experience that. You can get their starter set, harrys.com. Just go there. Use my code, spike911, harrys.com/spike911. They deliver close shave, comfortable shave, all at a fair price. How low? $2 per refill. Harry's blades are designed to stay sharp, and in a recent study, guys who shave four times a week said their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. I can tell you that's true. How many times do you shave a week? You don't shave.
Countless times, yeah.
You don't?
I mean, I shave, like, my neck.
Do you ever trim that beard?
Yeah.
What's in there? Nothing. What do you got in there?
Have you ever done a bacterial check of your beard?
Why would I do a bacterial check of my beard?
What? Because I'd want to know. What?
Fecal matter.
Did you get one of your hair? I mean, why would you do a bacterial check?
Wouldn't you imagine there's stuff in there, Zuckerman?
They'd probably say, oh my God, there's not only fecal matter, but fetal matter.
You know what? You know what? Come check right now. Get out of your seat. Come check it.
Would you let us swab your beard?
Swab away. Yeah.
You would.
I guess. I mean, like,
do you promise? Send it to Quantico, you'll be arrested for everything.
We found the DNA of a murdered student nurse in your beard. What? That wasn't all. I really do want to swab your beard. I'd be curious what we would find in it.
I wouldn't be that curious.
Like, do you shampoo your beard?
Yeah, when I wash my hair, I wash my beard. Yeah, sure.
What do you think is dirtier, your beard or Magnus Walker's hair? All right. Never mind. We're talking about Harry's here, Spike. Why we like Harry's, they have a factory in Germany, just like Porsche, that's been making precision-engineered blades for over 100 years. We're going to lose Harry's after this. Harry's is giving best to the Spikes Car Radio listeners. You just have to go to harrys.com. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted ergonomic handle, foam shave gel, and a travel blade cover. A $13 value just for $3. $13 just for $3.
That's Harry's leaving.
That happens.
There
to
goes Harry's.
Nelson.
Bye, Harry's.
Bye.
See you later. Sorry about talking about murdered student nurses. Go to harrys.com/spike911 and save our sponsor Harry's to redeem your offer today. That would be fun to kind of burn every sponsor. I'm kind of in the mood to burn sponsors. Just burn sponsors every show.
100 year of razor making in Germany. Well, I could really go with that one. Where were you between 1939 and 1945, Harry?
No, they're an American company.
They just have in Switzerland.
They have a factory that makes their stuff. Don't accuse them of being Nazis, please. Harry's is one of our return sponsors. They bought the show for a year. They love us. We love them.
That's it.
Focus this on Blue Chew. Look at you. You couldn't be happier. You know, when you lose all the sponsors, Zuckerman, your law firm is going to sponsor us. You'll know, folks, when everything is sponsored by CZR Law, that Zuckerman has chased away the sponsors. That's a good way to end a show, though. I would end a show like that. Just try to lose all the sponsors and go off the air and stop making these.
4 years.
Yeah. How long are we going to do it?
I don't know, until you say...
Seems like we're just getting going, actually.
Yeah, it seems pretty good.
It seems like we just started. That's usually the pathway for a project is past the third year, things start to take off, and then we'll see.
It has gone quick.
I think the swabbing of Johnny Lieberman's beard will be a highly rated episode.
Is it just my beard or beards in general?
No, just yours.
You're going to find a lot of tatouage. You're going to find...
I know what we're going to find.
You're going to find eggs.
Semen.
You're going to find
eggs.
Orange juice.
Semen.
What?
Semen.
Yeah, but whose semen are you going to find, Zuckerman?
You might find all of it. Yeah. Its beards are very horrible, unsanitary things.
That's just not true. That's just...
It's quite true.
It's quite
what?
True.
It is very true.
Is
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Its beards are significantly dirtier than your hair, which is like
yes.
4
yes,
inches
they
from your
are.
Hair.
Yes. No, because it's so close to your mouth.
My mouth
your big old sucking mouth. In, out, in, out.
Wow. All right. Well, swab away. Anything for the show, Spike. Anything.
All right. You heard it. Well, let's get that guy to come in. We must know a local news guy with a black light who can come in here and swab it. Anyway, what are you driving, Johnny?
I'm driving.
It's time for what are you driving, Johnny?
I'm driving a BMW Alpina XB7.
Wow.
So it's a 3-row, 612 horsepower SUV on 23s, and I'm kind of shocked by how in love with it I am.
Really?
Just because the X7, sorry BMW, it's kind of a nothing, you know? It's just like a big X5, wow. But like too heavy, same engine as the X5. This one, Alpina tuned the engine, so it's 612 horse, 590 pound-feet of torque. It's their transmission programming. It's their wheels. It's their suspension tuning. And it's just great. It's just like, I love it. It's fantastic. It's, you know, remember the Maybach? It's way sportier. It's not as, it's not like a discotheque like the Maybach was. It's kind of more similar to the AMG GLS 63, which I'd actually like to do a comparison of the two, but just a great driving, gigantic SUV. It's purple. It's on gorgeous 23-inch wheels. It's Alpina spec Pirelli P0s. Like, it's awesome.
It's wow. Yeah. You're liking a lot of things these days.
You're liking a lot of big things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week it was the Jeep, or last episode
that
you were
Jeep.
With us.
Well, that Jeep, yeah, that Jeep I'm actually, I think, going to buy, but I can't really. This is $156,000, little out of my price right. range, but it's good.
Has BMW succumbed to 70s Detroit think? Bigger is better, more larger, more horsepower, more gas guzzling. This shit is big.
Yeah, I mean, no, they haven't. But, I mean, for, you know, they had to get a three-row SUV to stay competitive. That's what the market wants to buy right now. Everyone wants a three-row, big three-row.
I just go, yep.
Yeah.
I got two, actually.
Yeah.
But you remember when German car companies told you what you needed to buy? They didn't follow the market. They made the market. Isn't that what made them great in the 70s and 80s?
A bit, but now, like, no one buys sedans, right? Just, when's the last, you just... They just, it's a dying segment, right? So what is a growth segment are SUVs and large three rows. Any three row
right,
is growing
right.
like crazy. And also in China, a three row is key. You can't survive because if you have a mother and a father, they have one kid, then they have four grandparents. Because everyone's, you know, one child rule.
Right.
So you can get seven people into an SUV, you can take the whole family. So that's like, you know, that's massive growth. So three rows are huge in China. We love them. And then, no, BMW is actually, they make light cars for the most part. Like, the you know, the new M3, got people went crazy because it's a whole other episode to explain why people thought it was heavier than it was. It gained 60 pounds on the last one, and it's still lighter than everything it competes against. The
right.
M3 comp is lighter than the Alfa Giulia. It's lighter than the AMG C63. It's lighter than the Audi RS5. You know, it's just, it's still light. So, no, BMW, they have not succumbed, but this is a hugely important competitive segment. And, you know, Alpina makes a great product, and here it is. So, and again, much better than the X7. So, and they don't make an M7 or whatever, an MX7. So this is like, if you want to compete with the Maybach or the AMG, this is how BMW does it. So it's
how
good.
Many
it's good.
Different products does BMW produce?
I mean, you want me to count them off?
Well, teach me an S. How about an estimate?
Geez. Okay, there's a 1 Series. There's an X1. There's a 2 Series. There's an X2, 3 Series, X3, X4. There's a 4 Series, 4 Series Grand Coupe, 5 Series, 8 Series, 8 Series Grand Coupe. There's a 7 Series. There's the X5 and the X6. There's a Z4. There's a couple different engine variations there, and they make the electric stuff now. So they have the I think that thing, the i8's out of production, but they have the... what's it called? The 4 Series X or whatever. The electric 4 Series is coming, and then they have the electric SUV coming, and the i3 maybe is in production. How many is that?
I don't know. It's mind-boggling for a company that used to have
three cars. Yeah.
Wow.
But that's, I mean, Mercedes has even more, you know. So that's how you sell cars now. You just keep slicing and slicing and slicing, and, you know, people, I need to have three rows. I need to have a three-row SUV, so... And then, like, I want different power levels.
Folks, this will be my last Spike Scar Radio.
I can't breathe.
What great? What are you smoking, Spike?
Hoyo,
yeah.
Number two,
nice.
From Bill, my nice. Pusher man.
Yeah.
I was up early this morning on a wave runner in open ocean with my young steed, Sire, whatever the
Sire.
Word I'm looking for. Who I begged after being on a boat last night. I said, isn't this enough water? No, we got to get up and get out in the open ocean. And we got on these wave runners. And then once you get past that jetty, you're out really in the big waves.
Going to China. Yeah.
You know what's nice about these wave runners now, though? They have GPS on them. So in case you go down or dad falls off and drifts away, they'll find the kid.
Yeah.
And... you know, kids were like, why don't we get a couple? And I'm like, that's a pretty good idea. That could really, you know, make it, it would really look nice and not my kind of white trash existence in Brentwood. A lot of people go, oh, you live in Brentwood. I'm the white trash guy in Brentwood. That's what I am. And I have go-karts and I ride mini bikes. I'm the guy who was like, and all the cars that are always sitting in the driveway
right there.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that guy. So it's like, yeah, jet skis kind of trailer. That would be perfect. That'd be all right.
You could tow it with the Defender.
Tow it with the Tesla. We got a tow hitch on it. So we go. James is like, I'm hungry. We're driving back. And I stop. He goes, stop at the Starbucks there. And we pull up in the Bentley in the Starbucks. And it's immediately this woman taps on the window. Giant gazongas. Very low skirt. Big, probably mid-40s. Big,
buxom.
Kind of Dolly Parton-ish. I get out and I'm like, can I help you? And she goes, would you like to buy some jet skis, some wave runners? I always call them jet skis, wave runners.
Really?
And I go, what? She goes, I've got two wave runners. I parked right behind you. Would you like to buy them? And I go, huh, that's a funny coincidence because I was just talking about buying. Do you have them right there? She goes, yeah. She's got this big old Ford pickup truck and a trailer with these two wave runners on it. And she's got this foofy poodle-y dog with her, right? Nothing about this adds up, right?
No, because she's tied up her fiance and taken his stuff.
And I go, where are you from? She goes, I'm from Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe. But she says it like that. And I go, what are you doing down here? You know, I like the beach. And I go, well, look, and now I know I'm onto something really strange. I'm like, James, hold on one second. I'm going to talk to this lady. She goes, here they are. And I look, there's two wave runners. I don't even know. I don't know anything about wave runners.
Yeah, sure.
The Kawasaki is another one. It doesn't even matter. They look new. Price of each wave runner. Anybody
want
to guess? They're used.
A couple grand each.
I mean, this sounds like a story. So like a dollar.
$15,000 a piece.
Is that a
Can
lot?
I have the trailer? No. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking money, considering
in a parking
the new
lot of
ones.
I don't know what a new one costs. I have no idea.
I just priced them out.
Okay,
the ones I just leased were like or rented for the hour is the $9,000 new, and they're great. They're Sea-Doos. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they do everything you need them to do. These were not that, and they were $15,000. I said, "Huh? Why are they so expensive?" She goes, "Well, you know, the COVID and the microchips and the."
Oh wow!
That's what she said. But nothing about this woman added up, and I declined her offer for $30,000 worth of.
But she climbed in the back with your son.
I don't think Ski-Doos have microchips either. I mean,
who knows? But what it was just another weird
Newport Beach
in Newport, which I love, and I do like weirdness.
You do.
I do enjoy weirdness.
You've proved this to me several times.
And that moment delivered a delightful moment.
She thought
you
were going to tow him with the Bentley or something?
I think she saw the Bentley and just said, I can pluck this sucker for some cash.
Right.
I probably could have talked her down to several thousand bucks of cash, and here you go.
But they
weren't her Sea-Doos.
Yeah.
They were used to run kilos up from south of the border to Newport.
No, deliver these packages.
I think Zuckerman's right. They were used to, like, get to San Diego real fast.
Mm. They do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She was very weird and very nervous and very odd. All of those things. But why would she price them so high?
Erica would have talked to her
Bentley
forever. You should have had Erica talk to her, try to rescue her.
She wasn't there. That would have slowed things down.
Yeah, Erica would have bought them.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was home. She was not on the open ocean. Zuckerman, you got a new car, didn't you?
Did I?
I thought I saw something on a text thread while I was gone with you and Mr. Seinfeld.
Well...
And he said something about a new crown jewel.
Seinfeld is calling this a crown jewel. He's very, very excited about the 190E. And we talked about this when we were up in Baldwin Hills last.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Stu Carpenter from Copley Motor Cars in Massachusetts, right?
Angry car guy.
Yes.
Now,
happy,
friendly.
Friendly car guy.
Okay, yes.
And he's a pleasure to deal with. He found me this 190E 2.5 16-valve Evo 2, the last and the greatest with the DTM, the German manufacturing race. It's got all of the cladding on it that made that car a winner. I think it finally beat BMW in 1990. And it's a very exciting car. I got another car came in, a little 993.
You know what I didn't like about the picture Stu sent?
What was that?
I think you can guess. The car that was in the foreground of the photograph.
Yeah, stole a lot of thunder.
Was far more exciting than the car going up the ramp.
Yes.
Why did he do that? Is that just a boneheaded car guy move?
What was the, car?
Tell him what it was.
It was the World Rally Champion Launcher Delta Indy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he goes, here's your car.
Yeah.
And then
in
the Ford, so Zuckerman Fords that, and Jerry and I are like, and I didn't write back, but I thought the exact same thing, like, fuck, you bought that? God damn it.
The other thing in the background.
Oh, well, that's good, too. That really made me laugh.
Those are great, though. Those are great cars. We still got to do that thing we talked about where, with the M3.
The E30 M3.
Evo. And it's an Evo 2?
Yeah, that's an Evo 2.
Evo 2 versus Evo 2. I mean,
right?
Hey,
although, this BMW had a one last iteration, though. Didn't they have the Sport Evo that came beyond the Evo 2?
You know what? I'm so foggy on that. I don't know.
Foggy on a car?
Well, on the never came to the U.S. version of the thing that never came to the U.S. Maybe we could look it up, but probably. Because they were battling. I mean, that was when DTM was at its peak. Like, they were battling, you know, and you're right. Mercedes finally, I think, is it a 2.5 or a 2.6?
2.5.
Okay.
The version before was the 2.3 Cosworth, and then they went to 2.5.
Was there a 2.6?
No.
Okay.
And mind you, there was a 2.6 that was what we had in this country was there was a 2.6 for the U.S. market that doesn't bear any relation to the engine.
Got it.
That's in this car. But this is 238 horsepower with barely 200 foot-pound of torque. This is not a car that's going to be rocking anyone's world off the line.
Right.
But it's about how it all comes together.
Oh, I'm sure it's great. Yeah.
Under speed.
I've driven
your speedster's coming together, isn't it?
Will Hoyt's in the final.
I saw the engine, didn't I?
He said the final countdown.
Wow.
I said, when's it going to be done? He said, we're in the final countdown. I said, if I look on the calendar, what day of the year is the final countdown day? Can you just point to one fucking day, Will Hoyt? And I said, it would be in your economic interest to have this done for Pebble Beach for Car Week, wouldn't it? And he agreed.
Why?
What
does that mean? You would sell it?
Well, if we were up there and we took it up there, wouldn't he want us driving around in his perfect...
Oh, you said that.
Yes.
I thought he said that.
No. I said that wouldn't... I said, Will, it would be in your economic...
So are we going or are we not going?
Okay,
This is what I can't figure out.
As far as he's concerned, I'm going. And he needs to finish that car so I can go. As far as we're
concerned,
I don't know.
Jerry's going, I'm not going, we're going, we're not going.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm back and forth. I had to cancel something, but now I might have to go.
I really want to go.
Then let's go. If you want to go, let's go.
Okay.
I'm not bunking down with Moise this year, though. There's no way.
Do you want to go for Quail? You go for the Friday and works? Thursday's always a quiet day, right?
You know what we could do, Ferrison? Doesn't Jerry want to go at the beginning of the week?
He does.
So we can fly up for that one day that he's there.
Yeah.
And then we fly back for the Quail and come back. We can do...
You know we'll never do that, right?
Why not? I don't want to stay there 5 days.
We'll bump into too many people, and then we'll go, I'm not going back to that place.
you're right.
We got one day. We're going to go in. So we really have to nail down our friend in New York. We have to nail him down.
And what about Morrison? Is he going? He's fun,
He'll be there.
Yeah, he's going.
When are you going?
I don't know if I'm going. If I'm going, I don't know.
You'd go for the weekend, right? Friday and Saturday?
I would get there Wednesday. I would leave Monday. That's how I do Pebble, but it's a longer story.
And where do you
stay? I would have been at the Intercontinental in Monterey, but I might be going staying at Pebble Beach. But it's all up in the air for very boring reasons. It would put everyone to sleep who's listening if they're not already asleep.
No, they all want to know when they're going too. Yeah. There's a lot of confusion this year.
At this point, I haven't secured us rooms. So
I know.
Well, they're only like $1,800 a night. For the Motel 6.
And you have to do 30 nights in a row.
30 nights.
That's the only issue.
Well, that's what it is with the manufacturers. It's a big deal because, it's $1,800 a night. They have to buy it, though, in blocks of 5 nights. So it's $9,000 for a
room. Why aren't there any manufacturers calling us three up right now and going, why don't you guys drive our stupid cars up?
I got a call today, but I don't know about you two, but...
Blue Chew should send.
Wow, that would be pretty cool. We could take the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, give it a quick wrap... Make it look like something else. Parrot beak on the end.
They would get a lot of publicity.
It would
if they had the balls for this boner. Yes.
If Chew had the balls. Let's talk about CollectedCars.com, our favorite collector car auction site. These guys are cool. CollectingCars.com. Chris Harris is involved. A lot of cool Brits are involved. Go to CollectingCars.com right now, and you're going to see a lot of great cars being sold right now. Why wait for Pebble Beach? Why wait for the Odd Drain? Just go here now, and you can bid on super cool cars. What kind of cars? Well, recent auction highlights. This 2004 Ferrari 360 Challenge Stradale is the first auction sale of a U.S. operations of collecting cars. First U.S. car they sold.
That's a
hell of a car,
too.
Know what they got for it? What did they get?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
A lot.
Come on.
Stradale, $500,000.
No, that's way too much. It was $252,500.
I don't know anything.
$500, which is more than that car was valued at, let's say. Internationally, they've had a furiously paced final day bidding from users in the U.S., U.K., Europe, and Middle East. So they got bidders from around the world on a 1990 Porsche 911 Brooklyn Edition by Singer, finished in a hammer-down price of $921,000.
Oh.
That sale capped a seven-day auction cycle, which featured over 25,000 auction views from 113 different countries. You got a car you want to sell? Look at that. 113 different countries. It was also a 2015 Ferrari 458 Speciale Aptera. Aptera.
How much?
$676,000, yeah. Dude. Jesus.
those are special cars, but yeah, that's a
They're
lot.
Making money. Yeah. You want to make some money? You got something special in the garage? Go to collectingcars.com. They will not charge you for the listing, guys. List your car, sell your car, or if you need something cool, stop bothering us in DMs. Go to collectingcars.com.
Unless you're an internet hooker, then keep at it.
Oh, no. There's not.
None of those.
No, there's a lot of bots.
The bots are out of control.
There's a lot of, there are a lot of people trying to break everybody up. You know what I really think about Zuckerman? What I really think about Johnny? What I really think about Spike? You know what Spike said? A lot of people trying to push us apart. It's not going to work, all right? We just don't care enough.
That's right. We're too lazy to really care.
We're too lazy to really care. Zuckerman sent me some. You want to do some Dear Zuckermans?
Why not?
It's a lazy Friday night. Sure, let's do it. Happy 4th of July, by the way, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I told you I had a parade of some of the shittiest drivers ever coming from Brentwood over here to the Hollywood Hills on what is pretty much an empty night. No one's on the road. I had a guy. I had that unique, and I think it's unique to California, where two cars are next to each other in two lanes driving at the same speed, essentially blocking you. When I finally got around the gentleman, he was sitting crisscross applesauce like this, must have had the cruise control on, and was tapping on his phone. I had another...
They'll kill you in Boston for that.
I had another guy... Well, I'm from that area, and that's what I wanted to do. I decided to cut in front of him and leave about a half an inch of distance, and he did get the message. There was...
into the weeds.
There was another guy, and this... I'm probably wrong about, but it still annoys me. When there's a police car coming, say we've got two lanes going north, two lanes going south, and we're not on the highway, and a police car is coming at you. I don't know why people in L.A., they just stop. And I had this guy stop in the lane in front of me.
He didn't pull over?
He didn't pull over. He just stopped.
Yeah, that's wrong.
And I came running in at 40 miles an hour and almost hit him in the Defender. This guy... Before, this is the same guy who was in front of me, had been on his phone and eating a sandwich. So he had a phone in one hand and a sandwich. Again, there's no other cars on the goddamn roads. Then I get to a light and I get caught. You know, the vice president lives next to me and she was coming back. Imagine the most delightful part of my drive was waiting 15 minutes for the police, the helicopters, and everybody to do their thing, because they stop down for a while, but you have to sit and wait. That was the quietest, most peaceful part of my drive over here.
Holiday weekend driving brings out the worst of the worst drivers.
Yeah.
Always is. Always true.
Yeah, these folks gave off the distinct impression, and no less than three people who signaled left and took a right.
Oh, that's great.
Motherfuckers.
That is a new
thing. Zuckerman, how far is my house from your house? 4 miles?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a new thing I've been noticing, though. Yep. They have the lefty on and they turn around. I don't know what it is.
We'll save that for the complaint show.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do some Dear Zuckerman. Dear Zuckerman.
I'm dying.
I was just going to say, Spike cigar tastes really good. That big
I saw that big puff.
It's good.
Really a good cigar. Yeah.
It changed my mood immediately, which means I am definitely
the nicotine
addicted.
Is coursing through your system.
Well, I hadn't been smoking cigars. I was down there and I didn't smoke cigars. And boy, I was really feeling great.
Oh, you're
but now
back to normal.
If you're a fan of Dear Zuckerman, then you know these are real Dear Abby letters and or letters like them in real publications, mostly the New York Times. And instead of someone qualified answering, Zuckerman answers. is that set up enough?
It was very good. Again,
is this the first one? Saving it? I haven't looked at these. Saving it for later?
Yes.
Okay. Saving it for later is the title of this letter. Dear Zuckerman, my boss regularly buys lunch for the entire staff. When he does, there is a person in the office who always orders an appetizer, entree, and dessert. Everyone else just orders a sandwich or salad. One day, this person said to me, quote, "This is dinner for me tonight!" Exclamation point. As she ordered a meal of penne a la vodka. Is this appropriate, Zuckerman, and why does this bother me so much?
It bothers her so much because she wishes she could get away with being a moocher like this. She's really jealous that she doesn't have...
So it's the letter writer you're upset with.
Yeah, the letter writer. No, I'm not upset. The letter writer is just pissed off that she doesn't have the huevos to do this herself, right? And then, but the person who's ordering that really should be fired. This is the person who's
That's fireable? Because that's like $30
well,
maybe.
Well, in
extra.
California, you can fire people for whatever you want. A good reason, a bad reason, as long as it's not illegal. But
no, but I mean, as a business owner,
here's what I've noticed. There was a time when I bought my building and we decided to have our own building, and now I was in charge of supplies like toilet paper, and we had a closet where the toilet paper was kept, and the motherfuckers who worked for me we would get one of those giant boxes, the biggest box in the world, of toilet paper.
The motherfuckers that work for
the
me.
Motherfuckers.
Is that what you're laughing at?
Yeah. Many things. Also, we're talking about toilet paper. That's
hustle,
that's
workplace.
Kind of
yes. And, yeah. Then, and then you motherfuckers.
These people.
You're hired.
These people. I don't know how they stole. This box was so big. They must have been walking out with duffel bags of toilet paper. And room spray. And I thought to myself, I can't fucking believe people steal like this from their employment, this sense of entitlement. I had a little experience, Ferris, in one quick digression. I had a young man who was caught. We now have a phone application for clocking in and clocking out. So California is very strict about clocking in and clocking
out.
Yeah,
they are.
And so we thought it would, this way we would stop with things, with the penalties we were getting for people not taking their meal breaks. And so we said, instead of the computer, they can do it on their phone. Well, this young man at a very prestigious law school decided that he would finish work. And sometime later in the day, he would then clock out. And then he got caught. So we had to have a little conversation, me and him. And I said, tell me what you did. And he started to apologize. And I said, no, I don't want an apology yet. I want you to use your words to tell me exactly what you did. I want to hear you say what you did.
This is what you love.
Well, people
you
have
love people frustrating.
Right.
Is that the right word?
No,
in front of
no,
you,
no, no,
you
no.
love
people
them to
want
say it. You love people to apologize to you.
I don't mind it, but I will tell you, I think it's important.
He's holding the finger up.
It's
yes.
important for someone like this to say that they're a fucking thief, for it to come out of their mouth.
That's what he likes.
And that's what I want to hear.
Tell me
he
you're
wants
a thief.
To own his conduct. So he said, well, I didn't clock out on time. I said, well, what does that mean? He goes, well, I stole some time. And I said, you did? Time? You stole time? How do you, what did you really steal? And he said, I stole money. I said, yes, you're stealing my money. I said, I have some money right here in my hand. Do you want to steal it? Take it from me. Take it from me. And then and I said, I want to know why you did it. I want to know why you stole the money from me. Is it because you needed money? Because you're scammy? What's the thinking? And he said, well, he said, it's because you guys make me come here at 6 in the morning. And I thought I'd be working till 2:30, but in the first week, I was out of work at 12:30. I said, well, okay. You knew you were supposed to be here at 6 a.m. You signed up. That was I didn't misrepresent that to you.
Right,
I didn't
right.
tell
That's
you
the job
be here at 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you've got to come at 6. And I said, did you ask for more work? Did you come and ask anybody saying I was hoping to get some more work? Your best thinking in that situation, Mr. Soon-to-be lawyer, was to steal instead of asking for more work.
So does he still work for you?
Yeah. Okay, so we had a deal, Ferriston. I said you could walk out the door, and chances are I won't do anything about it. If I called the dean of a school, he'd be thrown out of school. If I called the state bar, he's going to have a problem. I could do these things. But I said, you can walk out the door now, and probably I'll forget about you by the end of the day. Or if you want...
I'll put you on a podcast.
Yeah.
Heard in Nepal.
Yes. And then and all the other... in Iceland and Guatemala. And so I said, but if you want
to... Don't ever go to Slovenia.
Yeah. If you want, I said, but if you want a second chance, if you want to double down, just understand you have to become an exemplary person.
You'll never work
person.
In Istanbul again.
Yep. You got to be an exemplary person, Ferriston, and in all respects.
Yes.
And so don't just think that you're, you know, this is the easy way out.
You would be great on an episode of Undercover Boss because you would not be able to remain undercover at the first problem. What the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, it's me, yeah. He took your wig off. He put a big fro on you, Jufro. Yeah, I caught you right there. No, you got to keep it on, Mr. Zuckerman. You're supposed to remain undercover. Undercover Zuckerman, I'll cover you. You signed the papers. You said you'd do the show. Paperwork.
I'm on my heels. Your paperwork. That's
the lines write themselves. Yeah. Wow. Letter number two. Mm. Finders keepers. I'll forget about it by the end of the day. Or
tell the whole world.
Tell everybody. And then they'll DM you on Instagram. I know it was you. Who's this?
That's Mark.
That's Mark. That's your car detailer right there.
Sure.
Yeah. It's funny.
Should have had him do the Alpina for
you. You should see what's on the inside of his door.
Yeah.
Talk about a black light.
Yeah.
Wow. He is what a
confused.
Confused guy. All right, Finders Keepers. Here it is. That's Finders Keepers? ? Is what it says. Friends of mine were vacationing in a small town and waiting for a local restaurant to open, Zuckerman. It had rained and the street was dotted with puddles. Their teenage daughter stuck her toe in one and found a diamond ring with a good-sized stone. Her parents let her keep it. Would you consider this a finder's keeper's situation? Signed, Jill.
Hey, Jill.
This is so far-fetched, but go ahead.
Jill, if this girl's stupid enough to put her toe in a puddle and comes up with a diamond... The poor kid's going to need some, because going to need these little lucky things in life, right? Kid's stupid. Who puts their foot in a puddle?
Do you really believe this story?
Well, the daughter could be two. Not. The daughter could be two. I mean, you
the
know.
Daughter, it's a teenage daughter.
The daughter did not put her toe in a, come on.
Yeah.
She stole it. She stole
she
the fucking
stole it.
Ring.
There you
and
go.
Then she stole the ring. Of course, Ferriston, thank you. She stole the ring.
She stole it.
And then she told her parents this ridiculous story, which they believe.
Yes.
The parents are delusional. The daughter is a thief, a cokehead, and a prostitute.
Oh, my God. You can deduce all of that from this.
Wow. Well, you know where it's going. Ferriston, come on. Where is this going?
I used to lie to my parents all the time.
And look what you became.
Yes.
A cokehead, a thief,
no,
and a prostitute.
I stuck my toe in a puddle and a diamond ring came out.
This small town.
Come on. Oh, yeah, in a small town waiting for a local restaurant to open.
Okay, where did you saw some?
Means you go to the early bird specials. Nothing about the story adds up. Teenagers don't eat at 4 o'clock when
they
restaurants
don't eat at
open.
4 o'clock. They don't put their toe in a puddle unless.
None of it. And you're barefoot? I mean, what is happening?
Rain.
So she's barefoot for the early bird specials in front of a restaurant. Come on. This is such bullshit, Jill. I don't believe a word that your daughter said. I'm sorry. Well, that's Dear Zuckerman.
Yeah,
but Lieberman would like her number.
That one out.
But Lieberman's beard. We found her DNA in Lieberman's beard, weirdly.
Oh, her?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
She stuck her toe in my beard is what happened.
There you go. Yeah. Should we do some Instagram Live and knock this thing off?
Sure.
We're not done yet.
We can finish this up right now. We've done our podcast for these gentlemen. We've enjoyed our time with you.
And I've been asphyxiated. I'm dying. Got to go retch in the bathroom.
It's so good. These are great cigars.
They're so good. One question for you guys, though, is Monday a holiday? Because the 4th is... It is.
Yes. Okay. Monday's a holiday.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Celebrate it.
Well, I hope...
Buy some fireworks.
You know that down in Newport, they had them all over the place. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm very attracted to that city. I really like the boats, and I like the sea lions.
My wife went to
And UCI. I like the pelicans.
She went to law school at UCI, and she took sailing lessons out of Newport Beach.
There were so many little...
But they let them sail. You know.
There were so many little kids in sailboats this morning. It was so sweet. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nice
I
little
loved
blonde
it.
Children. Everybody little.
They were, yeah. But I don't know. I like that.
Well,
whole
if you
idea.
Go there, get a boat. My wife can sail it for you.
You can't because all the real estate down there. You ask what things cost, and everything's $90 to $100 million.
You wonder what did these people do? Who did they steal from to get
bodies.
This kind
There's
of money?
I do think that I do, Zuckerman.
And they
Where
never
did the money
to be
come
working
from?
The way I work. How did they get all that money?
Nobody's working
to work
down
30
there.
30 hours a week.
No,
at
no,
most.
No. Nobody's working down there. Where did the money come from?
It's
That's
like
what...
Monaco, though. Like you go there, it's like what? Where is this wealth?
Swiggins. We don't work for our money. We have our money.
No, that's not a Swiggins and
no,
Peabody
it isn't.
Hangout.
It's a
room
new money.
Hangout.
Yeah, it's a new money.
I never got the impression I was speaking to many intelligent people down there.
Right.
And you weren't. You weren't.
No. And that's Swiggins and Peabody. That's old money. That's generations. Old great-granddad was in banking. He was in the railroads.
Yep.
And I didn't have to work a penny. Yes. That's not right.
Yeah, I know you
pick
meant.
Pick a pickle peppers, Ferris.
That's different. So, yes. There were no Swiggins and Peabody's
down
there.
They came to recently multi-level marketing. All of a sudden, they have $200 million.
Yeah. But, I mean, those
houses police
are
coming
nuts.
Eventually, but right now.
They're beautiful.
They are, but
and,
they're
Yeah,
nuts.
And you get on that. But here's what I was wondering this morning, right? As I was going, well, maybe I'll get a boat, and maybe I'll get a little. But let's say I have that house.
Couple skis off a trailer.
Say I have that house, and I got the stupid duck boat, and I've got the jet skis, and I've got that house right there that's right next to somebody else's house. After 2 weeks, am I just going to kill myself?
Yes, you're gonna hate yourself as much as you do.
Because it's
right
a
now.
Really crowded harbor, and the ocean is just open, freaking ocean. Right? I have a limited. Patience. I like deep sea fishing, but not on that kind of ocean.
Yeah, no.
Like a little protection and a little warmth and a little ability to see into the water.
Get a place in Carpinteria. You know, go do fishing quietly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what I should do?
Deep sea. Yeah.
No, I just want to be in the Caribbean somewhere.
Oh, or
the and you won't like this, but and I've said it before. It Florida. I want to live in Florida.
I want to sinkholes.
I
mean, really,
I want to live in a really weird part of Florida. I want to work in a marina. I want to drink a lot. I want to smoke a lot. I want a captain's hat, and then I want to die like walking out to the pier to fill up somebody's boat. Like that's, and I'm not lying.
You'll
like
be murdered, but
I
yeah, you
feel
won't die. Yeah.
Every time I go to Florida by the water, I feel comfortable with my fellow white trash.
You
folks.
Know, it's funny. I don't know about the white trash part, but as I get older and Jewier, and I arrive in Florida, like the humidity feels better.
Right.
I'm like this is sort of my people. This is where you wind up.
Nobody's dressed up.
No.
People have holes in their t-shirts.
And their teeth.
You buy a pair of sneakers and you wear it for 10 years. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
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 Lots of crazy shit goes on
it's
there.
The craziest. Yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Wouldn't live in a high rise, but
yeah, we're in Florida. Like, but you're not talking Miami. You're talking like
I would want to be on the West Coast.
Oh, like Tampa.
I don't want to be.
If I'm there, I want to live in a place with a name like Opa-locka.
Yeah, Hookalupus Lake. That's where I'm living, Hookalupus Lake, and have my old Mercedes diesel. My wife would do it. She's from Florida. Mm. She's from the wrong side of Palm Beach, and she understands. She gets it.
We get so much family pressure because my wife's whole family has moved down to Florida for various reasons, and they're like, just come to Florida.
Never going there.
I'm like, but there's no roads. That's my I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No roads
That's
at
true.
All. There's
That's
just
a problem.
Horrible fucking 95.
Yep.
Like the
That's a problem.
Senior citizens going 60 in the fast lane and everyone else going 120 next to them.
Well, then it's settled. We're gonna stay in L.A.
That part actually sounded good. Holy shit, throwing some face-eating bath salt guys on the freeway. That actually is appealing to me.
It would be good. It would be good. We've had some laughs with you. I hope you had a nice 4th, everybody. And we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday. and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.